Chapter 26. One Player Per Infinite Eye. Question. Is an infinite eye limited to having only one player representing it in the human game? Answer. I can't say for sure, of course, but probably not. Think about it this way. An infinite eye has infinite power, infinite joy, infinite wisdom, infinite abundance, infinite love, and an infinite desire to play and express itself creatively. I can't imagine, with the infinite number of games to play in an infinite universe, an infinite eye would limit itself to playing just one game, the human game on Earth, with just one player. But it's possible. Our egos would like us to think we're very special, each one of us, and that we must each have just one infinite eye that created us and looks after us, and only us. But I doubt it. It would make more sense that a unique and individual infinite eye would have a number of different players in a number of different games, perhaps even in a number of different universes. To take this one step further, it's also possible a unique infinite eye can have more than one player on Earth at the same time. I had a friend who was remembering, in trance, a lifetime during World War II when she was a British soldier and got involved in a firefight with a German soldier. They killed each other at the same time over a foxhole. As my friend's soul left her British soldier's body, she saw the soul of the German soldier leave its body as well. And to her great surprise, she realized they both belonged to the same infinite eye. Why not? An infinite eye is not limited to the number of players it can have in the human game, even simultaneously. Perhaps your wife, or your husband, or your children, or your best friend, or your worst enemy is another player from the same infinite eye. Won't we all be surprised to find out one day? But the fact that your infinite eye may also have another player, or more, does not affect your relationship with that infinite eye at all. Just like a parent who has more than one child, there is not, or should not be, any favoritism, any more or less love for one than another, any dilution of the caring and the guidance and the energy for you as one of its players, simply because there may be others. In fact, each of us can actually think about our infinite eye as our own if somehow that makes things easier. It really doesn't matter. The possibility that you might share an infinite eye with another player has no relevance or bearing on how you play the human game. It is interesting, however, to consider the possibility that the person causing you the most discomfort in a particular holographic experience may, in fact, be your brother or sister, that you share the same infinite eye.